Welcome to the Texas Chaos Podcast. This show is done in conjunction with the Texas Chaos blog, which can be found at texaschaos.com, TEXASKAOS.com, where you will find lots of great diaries, action calls, and ways to get involved in taking back Texas. And also, not only just taking back Texas, but taking back America. There are a bunch of crooks, as it says on the front page, who stole our rights and our state and used it as a stepping stone to go to D.C. and continue stealing rights and taking over the country. And we're sick of it, and we're taking it back. We're going to take it back one office at a time, but trust me, we will get there. I hope you enjoy the show. Also, I will let you know it will be coming up in the future where we will be doing interviews with many of the front pagers from Texas Chaos. We will also be interviewing candidates as they announce their candidacy for the upcoming elections, whether it be state, local, or even national if we can get them. Because we have to stand up, folks. We have to make a difference, and we can do it. That is what blogging's all about. That's what podcasting's all about. It's about liberals and progressives getting together and making a difference and getting great people elected. Now, I'm going to play a song for you, and then, of course, I will go into some of the top stories that are over at Texas Chaos.
Has struck me funny. It's all about greed, boys, and it's all about money. Well, this great nation is in distress. I've gotta get something off of my chest. November's coming and it won't be long. When you cast your vote, please don't vote wrong. Vote away those blues, Republican blues. If they counted the votes of me and you, we never would have had these Republican blues. Well, the last 6 years we've been under a curse. It ain't getting better, it's worse and worse. Me and the president, we don't agree. Now the NSA's got a file on me. I've got those blues, Republican blues. Well, I'm a patriot, and that's fact, but something's wrong with the way that Congress acts. I'm there if it's worth fighting for, but I don't want to fight for curious George Bush and his friends. Sold us this war till they get those oil fields, they're gonna sell us some more. Well, Katrina came, Katrina went, the money we need has all been spent. New Orleans and Baghdad, it's all the same. And the contracts are written in Halliburton's name. It's the same old blues, Republican blues. Well, I'm middle class, got a good job, but when I look at my paycheck, I think that I've been robbed. Well, I can't buy milk with the price of gas, and this elephant load's gonna break my back. It's time for a change. I know one way, vote in the new Congress without delay. Vote away these blues, Republican blues. Please vote away these blues, Republican blues.
Yes, we have the Republican blues here in Texas, just like a lot of the country does. And we have to make a difference, folks. We have to get busy. We have to do things about this. We cannot just let other people take control of our country and destroy it. It cannot happen. Also, we can't let them just take control of the Democratic Party and turn it into some middle-of-the-road, Republican-lite version of the Democratic Party, because we don't want that. I want the liberal Democratic Party back, and that's what I'm working hard at, and I know a lot of people over at Texas Chaos are doing the same thing, and also around the entire state and the country. It's what happens. You have to get involved. You have to start the work. There's some great stories over there at the Texas Chaos where they're talking about different things. They're talking about the toll roads, where they're trying to stop them. And also where they're trying to stop, where they're trying to make farmers tag all their animals. The cost, the sheer cost of this is insane. People in Texas are up in arms about this. They don't want to do this because the cost in money for the tagging is astronomical. It could put some small ranchers out of business. I mean, it's the only way to describe it. And of course, the toll roads are just insane. It's the biggest land grab that has ever been instituted in Texas, and it's all stupid Perry's doing, Governor Goodhair. And we have to stop them. And then, of course, we have a lot of issues going on in the party right now, Democratic Party in Texas, where some of the old guard don't want to let us young bucks and buckets, I guess, or cowgirls. I don't know what you call the women. But they don't want to see new people getting involved. They're a little scared where we're taking them. And they should actually be thrilled that we're getting involved and that we want to get involved and that we want to make a difference here in Texas. Because that's how we revitalize the state and revitalize the party and get a Democratic Texas back instead of it being a Republican Texas. Because I don't know about you folks, but I've seen what the Republicans do. I don't like it. We have the latest scandal, of course, with the GOP's knowing that there were children being abused, sexually abused, by government workers and doing nothing about it and keeping quiet about it until after the election and planning basically on doing absolutely nothing about it if the Houston newspaper had not run a story. Which is kind of sad. But that's the way things work in Texas and with the GOP. They want to worry about what you do in your bedroom, but they don't give a damn what goes on anywhere else as long as they don't get caught. That's when they get upset, and that's when they start trying to cover things up or say they're trying to roll heads when it's too late. You've let this stuff happen. How could you forget that they've told you there's a problem and you don't even get involved? Now, I'm going to keep this show very short. This is just an introductory show, to be honest with you. I just want to put it out there to let you know we are coming. It is going to be developed into a more full show. It will be anywhere from a half an hour to an hour each time we do the show. But the thing is check out TexasChaos.com. Join us. Join us in the fight to take Texas back. Look and see what you can do to help. And if you don't live in Texas, well then, get involved in your own state. Because you know what? If we don't take it back, why bother? You can't complain about what's going on if you don't get active and try and make a difference. Now, I'm going to find a song to end the show with. Granted, I know this is a real quickie, a real short show. Hopefully, I will have the first full show up shortly with some of the other great front pagers, and then we'll go on from there. You have a good day now. La, la, la. La, la, la. Dear Mr. President, come take a walk with me. Come take a walk with me.
let's pretend we're just two people and you're not better than me. I'd like to ask you some questions if we can speak honestly. What do you feel when you see all the homeless on the street? Who do you pray for at night before you go to sleep? What do you feel when you look in the mirror? Are you proud? How do you sleep while the rest of us cry? How do you dream when a mother has no chance to say goodbye? President, were you a lonely boy? How can you say no child is left behind? We're not dumb and we're not blind. They're all sitting in your cells while you pave a road to hell. What kind of father would take his own daughter's rights away? And what kind of father might hate his own daughter if she were gay? I can only imagine what the first lady has to say. You've come a long way. President, you'd never take a walk with me.